And so this morning we continue in our series on the Old Testament names of God. And today we've come to the name Jehovah Mekidishim, which means the Lord who makes you holy. And it comes from these verses that JJ has just read. I was tempted to leave the first part out, and I'm not going to preach on the first part, you'll be pleased to know, other than to say, those of you with artistic gifts, read it again. How many of you have appreciated the flowers that Clarissa has done? And there's another lot in the hall when we go through for coffee later. That is a real gift, isn't it? I could have the same materials and it would look nothing like it. That is a real gift. And sometimes we downplay gifts of artistic, the musicians, we downplay, I am only. They are important. And as you read that passage from Exodus 31, it talked about God put the Spirit upon these craftspeople that they could do these things for God's glory. And I'm just going to say to you, have you got a gift that you could use for God that you're not yet using? Have you got something in you, that craft, that skill that you're not yet using for God's glory? Just read that passage again and think, how could I use my natural gifts filled with the Holy Spirit for God's glory? But that's not what we're here this morning and going to discuss. We're going to discuss this whole thing of the Lord who makes you holy. And it comes from a focus on verse 13, when Moses says, say to the Israelites, you must observe my Sabbath. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, that you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. Observe. When I'm not doing anything, love to sit in something like a coffee shop and watch the world go by. Maybe you're like me. I like to watch what people are doing. I like to imagine the conversations that are going on between two people on the far side of the street based upon the body language. Are they angry with each other? Are they chilled with each other? It's very interesting. And then you start to wonder what people think of you. Observe the Sabbath. And it says here, it's not ours, but the Sabbath belongs to God. It's a moment where we need to step out of the traffic, step out of business. The Sabbath is to stop and get things in perspective. It is here listed as the fourth commandment in the Ten Commandments that God gave to Moses. But it's not about doing. It's about focus. It's about focusing our minds. Today we, as part of our nation, along with people throughout the world, are pausing to remember, to respect, and to give thanks. And that is a moment of observation. I'm sure many of you saw that veteran on Breakfast TV the other day that was there to talk about his memorial and ended up preaching the gospel at the same time. It was interesting and quite how to deal with it. And we can look at those things, we can observe. How much more are we needing other punctuation in our lives to stop and look afresh at God? Observe the Sabbath and see God in reality and ourselves in perspective. We're often running around doing so much that we fail to see what we have become. We have moved from human beings to human doings, always having to be on the rush, always having to be doing something else. How many times this week have you said, I can't, I am too busy? How often do we use that word, busy, as an excuse to not engage with God? Are we too busy? We are not the ingredient of our eternal success. Only God is. And we are called to observe. And in this verse, it says, as we observe, that you may know I am the Lord, says God. I am the Lord, who is God. And so often our image of God fades because we do not spend time focusing on him. Our image of God fades because we are too busy doing other things. We're too busy trying to be who we are. Our focus is on business and the other things that fill life. And we need to take time to step out and to recognize that in ourselves we can do nothing for our eternal salvation. Only God can do that. We need to stop. To pause. We live in a noisy world, don't we? A very noisy world. Now, many of you might have noticed that I've recently started wearing hearing aids. I'm getting to that age. I heard that. Now, those of you who, like me, have had hearing aids, well, know that there's a learning to go on as you get them. Because what has happened is I'm now hearing a very noisy world. And it takes time for the brain to start filtering again the noises you need to hear and the noises you don't need to hear. And so when I go into a noisy room, at the beginning, everything was noisy. I couldn't hear anybody and somebody was talking to me, but because of the brain hadn't quite sorted everything out yet, everything was just too much and I couldn't hear the individual. But our brains are amazing things, you know. They start to ignore some things, mainly the wife. It's right, she's helping in Sunday school as well. But our brains start to filter, start to allow ourselves to concentrate and to focus on the noises we need to hear, not the noises we don't need to hear. And maybe you have been watching telly sometime and playing on a screen at the same time, and you suddenly realise you have ignored and not heard the last 20 minutes of what you were watching because you're focused over here and you have become differently focused. That's what the Sabbath's about. The Sabbath is about focusing our mind, our attention, our whole being, not on the noisy world, but on the God who heals. We need to intentionally filter out some of our busyness. We need to intentionally filter out some of those things that are distracting us. To filter out some of our emotions and to focus again on God. Today, we pause to reflect, to block out the sound of noise and to remember. There will be that eerie silence across the road, and we encourage the congregation to go and join our community. But if you don't feel able to, there will be an act of remembrance in here if you can't stand or be out there. But I want to encourage you to notice in the silence, there will still be cars going by. There will still be those running around who are not focused. But you can stop, filter out everything, and focus on God. We are called to stop, to push out the noise, and to focus on the God who is, and to remind ourselves of what he means to us and renew our relationship with him. Exodus says this, that you may know I am the Lord who makes you holy. Focus on that. We like to tell people how good we are, don't we? And that what we can do. Oh, how we like to talk about our skills and all that we are. But what about focusing on who God is? And what God can do in our lives? The God who makes you holy. Have you stopped just for a moment to consider your holiness? In Christ we are made holy because Christ died for us, went to the cross for us. And in Exodus we are reminded that we ourselves cannot be holy, only through what God has done. In war, those who went as peacemakers. They brought us peace at a price. We thank God for each person who gave their all for us to have our freedom. And we give thanks to Christ who gave his all. We do not claim for this for ourselves. We declare today that Christ brought us healing. We are not holy because of our actions, but because of the actions of the God who went before. Let's stop. Let's get into focus. Take time out to recognize God as the Lord. And the Lord who makes us holy. Step out of the traffic. Be still. Observe. And see how much you're missing in a noisy world.